Good morning, Facebook. Good morning, YouTube. And good morning, podcast. You can get subscribed to all of these on the YouTube channel, Tom and Sarah, Facebook, Tom and Sarah, and also on my podcast, Tom and Sarah, any place you get podcasts. All right, we had a little glitch. I wasn't being heard because my microphone was off, so I'm going to do it again. Today, we're going to deal with... We're going to deal more with healing, but I want to talk about my books again and end this. So we have From Breakdown to Breakthrough. I had a nervous breakdown in 2018. I don't know if it was two with a break or if it was one long one with a break. I have no idea. But it was really, really bad year for me, 2018. The Lord healed me of that. And then in 2019, I was able to go to New York, and there's a miracle that happened in there. This book contains a testimony of my vision or my trip to heaven. I don't know which one it was, but it was very real to me. And it also deals with my testimony of when I went to New York. And I went to New Jersey to visit my longtime friend, George Flores, who is part of thegateradio.org. You can go on there and listen to The Gate Radio. From the IHOP in New Jersey, and then so we were talking, and it brought tremendous healing to me. I went to different places in New Jersey, and I went to the Twin Tower Memorial, the World Trade Center Memorial in New York. Tremendous surreal moment for me, but anyway, that's in there. And there's also resources on how to keep your soul in health. And how to gain health in your soul. That's what this book is about. It's $15, Tom and Sarah Ministries at gmail.com if you want to order it. It's $15. I also have my first book, which is a devotional, 50-day devotional, SOS, Song of Solomon, 50-day devotional on the 50-day journey into the heart of God. And you can get this book for $15 as well. It's geared for 5-minute devotional time with the Lord, you know, and so it worked out for me. Anyway, you can get one of these, and you can get both of them for $30. You can get both of them for $25 if you get them both from me, Tom and Sarah Ministries at gmail.com. You can also order them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com. Okay, very important that you get these books. They're very, very powerful. Another book you want to get is Christ the Healer, F.F. Bosworth, and this other book by W.C. Stevens is called Jesus, Our Healer, and you can get that as well. Today we're going to deal with some declarations, but I want to get into the Word first. I want to share a very brief testimony. Now that you can hear me, when I was in New Jersey, and it's in my book, From Breakdown to Breakthrough, when I was in New Jersey, I was able to, I went to the train station, and they had a piano sitting in the middle of the square, and at the train station, and there was a gentleman sitting over off to the side, and I said, would it be okay if I played the piano? And he said, yes. And so I played the piano, much like a guitar player would play the piano, and I would just sing worship songs. And it was tremendous just for me. And I was singing these worship songs, and this little boy came up to me, and his mother asked if I would sing some songs for him, and I did. Bullfrogs and Butterflies, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, Jesus Loves the Little Children, Sunday school kind of songs, and he loved it. She was crying. He was really, really deeply touched. And then I opened my eyes after singing a little bit more worship, and there was like 60 people sitting around me, standing around me, listening. And as I was singing, these people were just deeply touched of the Lord. This is downtown South Orange. There's a train station there. I can't remember the name of the road, but South Orange Avenue is the cross street where you get up to the train station, the Erie Lackawanna train station. You might remember that, Lindy. And so what we did was I just sang, and this woman afterwards came up to me, and she said that morning she had asked God, if Jesus, if you're real, you're going to show me, basically. And so she did that, and then she goes, and you were there playing the piano and singing about Jesus. Would you tell me? And so I started sharing with her about the love of God. And I also started to share the power of God for her. She asked for prayer for her brother, who's going in for eye surgery, and her sister had cancer. And this is what happens when you bring Jesus into the marketplace. People all of a sudden open up to you and they have needs, okay? So anyway, get the book and you can read about that. I just wanted to share that with you today because it's important to understand that it is God's will to heal. And it is God's will to show up in any circumstances you're at. Go there and be a part of Him. Go there and be a part of what Jesus wants to do. So, if you'll go with me to Luke chapter 7, Matthew chapter 10, we'll get into these this part of the word. Here, I want you to remember, we're going to talk about John the Baptist in verse 22. Here, I want to tell you that John the Baptist baptized Jesus. John the Baptist heard God say, "This is my son, hear him." Saw the Holy Spirit come upon Jesus like a dove. And now he's in prison. And the disciples came to Jesus and they said to him, actually it's kind of funny, I want to read this. John's disciples reported to him in prison. All about the miracles and the works that Jesus was doing. So John dispatched two of them to go and inquire. And when they came before the master, they asked him, "Are you the coming Messiah we've been expecting, or is there should we continue to look for somebody else? John the prophet has sent us to you to seek your answer." Now without answering, I love this, without answering, Jesus turned to the crowd, healed them of their incurable diseases. His miracle power freed them from their suffering, and he restored the gift of sight to the blind. He drove out demonic spirits to those who were tormented. And only then, after that, did Jesus answer the question posed by John's disciples. "And now go back and tell John what you've just seen and heard. The cripple are walking, the blind are now seeing, those who were lepers are now cured, those who were deaf are now hearing. Those who are dead are now raised back to life, and those who are poor and broken are given the hope of salvation. And tell John these words, 'The blessing of heaven comes upon those who never lose their faith in me, no matter what happens.'" That's kind of a cool thing. Now remember, Jesus was in the synagogue. I think it's Luke 4, I can't remember. But he's in the synagogue, and he says to them, reads Isaiah chapter 61 and starts reading it. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And he goes, "Today these words are fulfilled in your hearing." All right. Now John gets this question and Jesus shows them and then tells him to tell John, "You just saw this thing." It's really cool. Now, what has that got to do with Jesus wanting to heal today? Well, I want to tell you this. And it wasn't just Jesus. And a lot of people tell me that, well, it was because Jesus was there that they were healed. And I'm going to go back to Matthew chapter 10. He's sending out his disciples two by two, and he says to them, "Go instead and find the lost sheep among the children of Israel. And as you go, preach this message. The kingdom of God, heaven's kingdom realm, is close enough to touch it. It is accessible to you. Close enough to touch. You must continually bring healing to the lepers and to those who are sick. And make it your habit to break off demonic presence from people. Raise the dead back to life. Freely you've received the power of the kingdom, so freely release it to others." In John chapter 14, verses 12 through 14, "These things that I do, you're going to do and greater. Because I go to the Father. I want to show the people what the Father's really like." And so he does this. "Now the kingdom of God is those things. It's Isaiah 61. And because Jesus lives in us, we get to do it too. Many people don't understand that, but you get to live it too. You get to live it too. You get to do the things that Jesus did and greater. Because the kingdom of God is not in heaven. It is, but it's not just there. It's not limited to heaven, the third heaven. It is our prayer that his kingdom would come on earth just like it is in heaven. There is no sickness in heaven. There's no death in heaven. There's no fear in heaven. And God wants to set us free from all that stuff. And he wants it here on earth. And so he leaves us behind to do it. And the funny thing is, he's doing it to get the devil mad, because it's crazy that the weak things of the world, the foolish things of the world, are used to confound the wise. And the devil is stupid enough to crucify Jesus because he didn't understand that Jesus was going to rise 3 days later. Jesus ain't dead. It was Friday, it was dark, it was cold, it was rainy, it was wicked. But that was Friday. Sunday's coming. Sunday came and people are set free now because of you. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? There is no more because Jesus rose from the dead. I'm getting a little excited. So Tom, what do we do now? I'm going to tell you what you do now. You need prayer. You need to pray. All these things happen because the kingdom realm of God is here. And I'm going to read you some declarations of healing that came about. And they're scriptural, and you have to be real careful because people just say things, but keep it in the Bible. Keep it with what the Bible says. The Bible is the most important book you'll ever read. It is God's word. Yes, Jesus is the word of God. But the Bible is God's manual for us here on earth. Live like Jesus. Now, we are confident that healing is for everyone. Exodus 15, 26 tells us that it is the Lord who heals us. He is Jehovah Rapha, however you want to say it, the God who heals. Isaiah 53, 4 through 5. Matthew 7, 8, 17. 1 Peter 2, 24 tells us that Jesus on the cross bore our sicknesses and carried our pains in order to remove them from us. He didn't carry them. He didn't bear them so we would keep them. In order to remove them from us, he dies on the cross. He bore it all. And by his stripes, we are healed. We know that Jesus has purchased full healing for each individual as much as he has provided for each individual the forgiveness of sin. Remember, salvation is to the soul what healing is to the body. All right. In Exodus 15, 26, if you listen carefully to the Lord, and you can declare these. So if you're not feeling well, hear me as I declare them over you. If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. In Exodus 23, 25 through 26, and I will take sickness from the midst of you. No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. These are all contingent on obeying the Lord as well. Psalm 103, 2 through 3, Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins, who heals all of your diseases. Isaiah 53, 4 through 5. Surely he has borne our griefs, our sicknesses, our weaknesses, our distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Matthew 8:17, he himself took, in order to carry away our weaknesses and sicknesses, and bore away our diseases. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent out his word and he healed them and delivered them from all of their destructions. Proverbs 4, 20 through 23. My son, give attention to my words and incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are a life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues or the health of life. James 5, 14 through 15. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed any sins, he will be forgiven. Isaiah 38, 16. O Lord, by these things men live. And in all this, all these is the life of my spirit. Restore me to health and let me live. In the Psalms, he says, I will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. He took my sickness. He carried my pain. And I believe it is the will of God for me to be healed. I break every curse of infirmity, sickness, and premature death off of my body. I break every curse of witchcraft and destruction over my body from both sides of my family. I speak to every sickness in my body, and I command it to leave in the name of Jehovah Rapha. Every hidden sickness and every hidden disease, I command you to leave my body. I command all pain to leave my body. I speak to infections to come out of my body. I release miracles of healing in my body. I believe God for miracles of healing in my life and in my family wherever I go. Thank you, Lord, for healing me and delivering me from all sickness and pain. I speak to every condition, you must obey. I speak to miracles, healing, signs, and wonders be released into me. Thank you, Lord, that health and healing are coming now. Forgive me, Lord, for allowing any fear, guilt, self-rejection, self-hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, sin, pride, rebellion to open the door to any sickness or infirmity. And I renounce all these things. Remember, it was Job that said, all these the things that I have feared have come upon me. Jesus carried my sickness and infirmities. I break all curses of sickness and disease, and I command all hereditary spirits of sickness to come out. No sickness nor disease shall come up near my dwelling. I command every germ or sickness that touches my body to die. I remember a story about John G. Lake. He went to South Africa, and he was healing the people of the plague. And what they did was, they said, you're not supposed to touch him, you're going to get it. And he goes, no. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus set me free from the law of sin and death. And he goes, you put that disease on me and it will die. And so under a microscope, these doctors put the saliva of these people who had the plague on him, and the cells died in his hand. As they touched his body, those little cells died. No sickness or disease shall come near my dwelling. I command every germ or sickness that touches my body to die. I am redeemed from sickness and disease. I loose myself from every infirmity. In Jeremiah 17:14, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. Psalm 30, verse 2, Lord my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. God has given me authority over all sickness and diseases. That's Luke 9, 1. God will give me strength and healing. Acts 3, 6 through 7. God can make me whole. Matthew 14, 36. God will bring healing so that it can be a testimony to others. John 11, 39 through 44. I asked for my healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, John 16, 23. I declare that there's nothing too hard for our God, Jeremiah 32, 17. God will provide me with a long and satisfying life, Psalm 91, 16. I declare no plague shall come near my dwelling, Psalm 91, 10. God heals all my diseases and provides many benefits. Psalm 103, verses 2 and 3. By his stripes I am healed. Isaiah 53:5. I declare that nothing shall be impossible with him. Luke 19:27. God will remove the mountain of sickness from my life, and I command it to move today. Matthew 17, verse 20. God will bring about cure and health, Jeremiah 33:6. God is the health of my countenance, Psalm 43:5. God will heal and save me, Jeremiah 17:14. God can deliver me from my distresses and will send out his word to heal me, Psalm 107:19. Now these people put can. He will. He does. God reverses my sickness. 2 Kings 20, verse 5. I seek compassion from my Savior so that he can heal me. Matthew 14, 14. I declare God will put no disease upon me. Exodus 15, 26. God can heal me immediately, and God heals me immediately. Luke 18, 34 through 43. God brings out about a cure from this very moment, Matthew 17, 18. So we have these declarations that we do. No cell that produces death is allowed in my body. Only cells that produce life and health are allowed in my body. Praise God. Do you realize what all this entails, all this means? It means that you have in you the ability, not just the ability, but the wherewithal and carry in you. If you are a believer, you get to carry in you Jesus, and Jesus never was sick. And you're just asking to have it flow out of your body. I'm going to read what some prominent ministers of the gospel have said. R.A. Torrey, you can read his book, Divine Healing. Individual believers, whether elders or not, have the privilege and duty to pray for one another in the case of sickness, with the expectation that God will hear and heal. R.E. Stanton, he was a preacher, and he gives in this gospel parallelisms. He says, healing of the body is not therefore a side issue, as some represent it. It is more than this, that a healing of the soul is a side issue. There are both parts of the same gospel based equally upon the great atonement. Bishop Rees, who wrote a report to the Commission on Spiritual Healing, as the Episcopal Church asked him, this is back in the day, he said, healing of the body is an essential element of the gospel and must be preached and practiced. God wills our health, that the church, the body of Christ, has the same commission and the same power as the head of Christ, as the head of the church, Jesus. That we, churchmen, with this conception of God as creative love, must now give a sinning and suffering world this full gospel of salvation from sin and its inevitable consequences. Charles Brent, he was the head of the chaplains in France. He affirms that he who waves away, let me read this, he who waves away the healing power of Christ as belonging only to the New Testament times is not preaching the whole gospel. God was and is the savior of the body as well as the soul. James Moore Hickson pleads, a living church is one which the living Christ lives and walks, doing through its members what he did in the days of his flesh. It must therefore be a healing church as well as a soul-saving church. And I go back to what Jesus said, these things that I do, you're going to do, and greater. A.B. Simpson, Andrew Murray, A.T. Pearson, A.J. Gordon, and many writers wrote on this. It says, on the cross of Calvary, Jesus was nailed, the proclamation, has nailed the proclamation, deliver him from going down to the pit, I have found a ransom and atonement. That's Job 33:24. Now the question is, who will really receive our report? Isaiah asked it, 53:1. The purpose of all of this is to prove that healing is provided by the atonement and is therefore a part of the gospel, which Christ commanded to be preached to all the world, to all nations, to every creature, with all power, throughout all days, even unto the end of the age. Now, tomorrow we're going to get into the healing of everybody. Is God's healing even for the lost? I want to tell you that I have had more success praying for and seeing the lost healed because they have more faith for healing than Christians do. Isn't that sad? So you have to recognize this in order to move forward. Jesus wants to heal you. Jesus wants you to be well, body, soul, and spirit. If not, he would have only talked about salvation. He wouldn't have healed people. Healing is the gateway drug to salvation, yes. But healing also is for the body. Remember, and I think it's interesting, we are the body of Christ. And then when you think about it, did Jesus' body ever have sickness? And the answer is no. It never had sickness. Therefore, his body should not have sickness either, his body here on earth. Anyway, get my books from Breakdown to Breakthrough, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Walmart, and or you can get them from me, TomandSarahMinistries@gmail.com. We do PayPal, Cash App, and Venmo, and they're $25 if you get both of them from me. Okay? Well, God bless you. This Friday evening at 7 p.m., we're actually going to be having, I accidentally kicked the tripod, we're going to be having a live worship time healing service if you want to join us. That'll be great. And we're going to see God do some miracles. I believe cancers are going to die out. I believe that legs and backs are going to be aligned. Legs are going to be lengthened with nobody touching. That happened to me the other day, too. I was sitting in my chair, and my back was out of the line. And I just asked Jesus to heal my back. And my leg, which was about an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches shorter, my left leg was realigned. And and nobody laid hands on it. It was great. It was just watching it happen was really cool. All right, so praise God. We'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Tomorrow is Thursday. So it'll be tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Alaska time, which is noontime Pacific, and 3 p.m. East Coast time. If you are enjoying these, go ahead and share them. You know, somebody needs them. I'm debating on putting them on TikTok. I'm only allowed 3 minutes. I can do a live on healing. I might be doing that. But understand that it is our time. It is the time. I'm going to be making some t-shirts, hashtag Revival Fairbanks, and I want to hear testimonies. You know, I was even thinking of, I better not say it. Okay. Well, anyway, God bless you. Pray. Provisions are needed. If you can help, feel free. TomandSarahMinistries@gmail.com. Be great. Anyway, God bless you today. Understand that God is more powerful than you are, and God knows a little bit more than we do. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And you know what's really cool? I got to tell you, God really loves you. Never forget that. Facebook, have a great day. And for you on podcast, you have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.